The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being there. Today, we're getting a little bit of snow up here in the north. We're in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And this is the first major, not major, but it's the most we've had since this year. So some of us are loving it. Others are sad now they've got to go out and start shoveling snow off their cars and or their driveway. However, it is what it is. Beautiful Sunday. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We talk spirituality. We speak philosophy. Our intent is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up and realize who you are. Wake up and find your purpose. Wake up and be mindful that the planet that we live on, we're connected to it, we're a part of it. Wake up and understand that the God that exists is you, the creator that you are. What you have become, you have created it. You are the creator. Wake up. Welcome to the show. Thanks to all my old-time, long-time listeners for being here. Thanks to the new listeners. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. And you're listening to Barrington. Right off the jump, I want to talk about changes that we've made to the website. We're making to the website. It's in progress. We're trying to make it more user-friendly. We've taken the shows that we've done in the past and placed them there. And all you had there were numbers. And you wouldn't know what show. Now we're going to go through and label all of them. And you can understand. So if you've missed a segment or something that you want to hear, now you don't have to scroll through and try and find out which one it is. There will be labeled for you. Our symbol, H-E-A-M-I, He-M-I, will be beside each one, and you will get a better understanding of what you're looking for. We're also in the process of putting more information up on YouTube and on Facebook, so you could catch us there as well. If you tap into the web page, the website, you will see all the different links that's going to be there, so you could follow along and you could pass the information on, and hopefully you will wake up, because that is our intention. That's where we're going with all of this. So give me a week or so. We're going to have it up and running. We're doing it right now. Friend of mine has taken on the job, and I hope that you can hang in there while we straighten out all the kinks. Thank you. I want to say hello to my friend in New York, Ravi. Good conversation we had this morning. Thanks for the insight, the information that you've given me. And I know that you're going to be a part of the Barrington Radio Show because we know each other well that way. Thank you very much for being there. Thanks, everybody who is listening. Welcome home. Do we worship the devil? And if so, why are we doing it? We've been told all along the devil is bad. I agree. And it's unhealthy. I also agree. Non-productive. I also agree. And all these negative things that comes to us as a result of having the devil in our lives. Now, I'm going to say, well, the devil is not real. We have made him up. There's not a man out there or a person out there with pointy horns and a pitchfork and a tail. At least that's the image of the devil I saw the last time I saw one. That is real, only to entertain you. Otherwise, it doesn't exist unless you create it in your mind. His method of employing new people to follow him is the tricks that he uses. And one of the main ones is fear. When you're afraid of anything, you are afraid and you're bringing in that negativity and you're glorifying what we call the devil. And at the same time, we're putting down what should be a positive way, which is love, true life, all of us, all that exist. You're allowing that person, that devil, that entity, whatever you want to call it, to govern your life and your thoughts and the things, the fear that you carry around and holding you back. You've tied yourself to something heavy with a big chain. And now you want to go for a walk? It's not going to happen. So we want to talk about why we're doing this. How did we get introduced to it? How did it fall into our lives? And how, more importantly, how to get rid of it. That's what we aim to do. We have negativity. We have a perfect balance. We have positive and negative, the yin and the yang. Everything has to have a balance. So when we talk about positivity and we talk about negativity, they balance each other. For every action, there's an equal reaction. We want to be able to take our minds and live in the positive department to allow ourselves to excel, to move forth, not to be afraid, not to allow that negative thought pattern, ideas to slow us down, to stop us, to resist us, restrict us. So we want to be able to be in the positive light. And all the shows that we've done, we've talked about methods in which to get on a path that would guide you away from all of that. So we want to talk about that. A lot of us are worshiping the devil. Most of us don't realize it. When you showed up here, you had a clear, empty mind. From your parents, your society, your teachers, or maybe some of your own experiences, you employ or you take on that negativity. And before you have full control over your mind, you are now being controlled by the negativity. The three entities, the three things that brings us there is the fear of poverty. The fear of being hungry, and the fear of being poor. And you see how all of those kind of tie to each other, that if you have one, it's easier to get the others, and you fall into that category. Now, there are a lot of other reasons that bring us to that, but those three are the ones that we carry around as an everyday thing. So we run and run and run to prevent any of those to fall in our path. What you're not realizing in the process of running, you're dragging them with you. And another crucial one is the fear of dying. That is it. We're afraid to die. Even though you may be a part of a religious institution that tells you that you're going to leave this world, you're going to go to the pearly gates, and you're going to have a fantastic life and everything's going to be great for you, we're still afraid to die, to go there. It sounds so wonderful to me. You know, it might be something you want to consider, but this is what we're being told. But the same teacher, preacher, religious leader, governing bodies, government, everything is working with the negativity to keep you afraid. And as long as you're afraid, you are a product of worshiping that pointy tail man, woman, person, which isn't real. It is still just a figment of somebody's imagination. It's not real. Most of us understand it's not real, but yet we fear, because we travel the path and we carry negativity every step of the way. We need to take control of our thoughts, our mind. Take control of your thoughts and rid yourself of that negativity, which brings about the fear. And as long as you're afraid of something, you're hiding. You're hiding within yourself to avoid that thing that you're most afraid of, and not allowing yourself to bloom and blossom and grow, because we're too busy being afraid. So before we turn 5 years old, we've inherited hundreds of years of history that has made the choices that we're going to live with for the rest of our lives before we turn five. And I'll say this, you really only get 5 years to govern and train and teach your children. After that, they're made, because they've taken on hundreds of years of whatever it is that you believe, however it is that you live, whichever culture you follow, how you carry yourself, if you're upright and straight or you're down low and you're crooked. You have taught that to that child before he's 5 years old. And I've talked about that before, so it's not new. You really only get 5 years to make them who they become. While I'm saying all this, I also want to say we don't own our children. I've said that before as well. We don't own our children. They're just passing through. They're stopping by. We give them a bit of information, we pat them on the head, we give them some clothes and some food, drive them to soccer, and then you let them go. They chose us as their parents. We don't own them. So what we've taught them is what our parents has taught us. And as a result of that, we take on whatever they have. Is it positivity or is it negative? We take it on without understanding how to fully use our minds. A lot of us has chosen to feed the bad wolf that's within us and not the positive wolf that's also within us, like the yin and the yang. So we've made a choice. And in doing that, we pass the choice that we've made for ourselves to our children and allow them to follow in our footstep. And when they step out, we complain, what are you doing? I didn't teach you that. When they try to do their own thing, we have taken away their ability to be creative. You know, if they're fresh and brand new and have brilliant ideas, they are fresh and they know what to do, but we interject before they have the ability to make that decision, those decisions, and move in a path that they would rather travel on. We make the decisions for them. And a lot of the time, what we're giving them, us parents, teachers, religious leaders, society, is the path that we think is better for them, is best for them. That's what we're giving them. And it doesn't necessarily work. I'm supposed to go south and you're directing me to go east. It's not working. My path is now altered by your decision. Now, don't beat yourself up on that, because a lot of us are unaware of it. The children that's around us will pick up on what we do, what we say, how we act. And please be mindful that they learn more by your actions than they do by the words you use. So you could say what you want to say, you know, but they're going to watch what you're doing. And what you're doing is living the life that you know because of the thoughts that you've had, be it good or bad. That's what I wanted to say. We're going to talk all about that today, about doing your own thinking and allowing the positivity to fall into your life. I want to say, if you're physically ill quite often and you don't understand why, if you're going through many difficult stages of your life and you don't understand why, if you're constantly having to go to the doctor and get checked up and do this and you don't understand why, I strongly urge you to take a good look at your upbringing, please. If you were abused, if you're taken advantage of, if you're neglected, any of those things, and I can't go through all of them, but if any of that had occurred in your life, that is a great possibility that it is what you're experiencing today. If you're frightened or scared or afraid or any of these things, it is buried inside of you internally. And after 3 or 4 decades, it comes out. It's starting to have the impact on your system. It starts to have the impact on you. So if you want to prevent or create or reinvent a newer perspective of you, please examine the earlier stages of your life. If you can remember, for a lot of people, if there's a patch that you don't remember, something's up. But try to go through, go back into your path. And this is very painful for a lot of people. But somebody a long time ago had placed a pebble in your shoe, and you've been walking around with it for a long time, and it has an impact on you. Now it's been there for so long, it's ripped the skin off your foot, man. It's starting to hit bone. So look into that, please. Check the earlier stages of your life and see how or what you have been carrying and the impact that it has on you today. We're going to take some emails now.
Okay. Folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. If you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Eric writes in, he says, "Hello from Dayton, Ohio. I am a first-time listener. I heard about you from a friend of mine. Excellent show thus far." That's from Eric. And Oscar writes in, and Oscar says, "So you're telling me basically there's no devil. I can understand there is no guy with horns and a tail and who's all red with a pitchfork. But couldn't the devil be something in our soul from another being, such as God, that is trying to tell us to do the wrong thing? I believe it's somebody. Even though we have free will, something makes that free will go amok." And that's from Oscar. And Walter writes in, he says, "Hello from Toronto. Since you're from there, remember, COVID-19 is in our second major wave. Please be careful and be healthy." That's from Walter. And lastly here, Zach writes in and he says, "Hello, Barrington. Are you telling me that when we are 5 years old, we already have our way and guidance in life, what we are to be, what we are to do, how we are to think? At 5 years old, can you embellish on that?" And that's from Zach. And back to you.
Okay, Zach, now we've looked into this and been working on that one for quite a while, and some people believe it's between 5 and 7. Sorry, 1 to 7 or 1 to 5. I know it's 1 to 5. Yes, everything that you've taken in from in those years is the guiding force for your life. It's if you can equate this to going to school, they say when you go to kindergarten, you've learned everything that you're going to learn throughout the schooling system, you know, and how to study and how to share and all these things. So being in kindergarten is actually the most important part of schooling. You may have heard that somewhere. So being 5 years old, yes, you've taken on everything from your parents, from your history, from your culture, from your village within that time. Now, you don't truly understand them, but if you were to take or remove that person and stick him over there by himself, his mannerism, his way of life, his ideas would still be with him. So you are determined. You are destined to carry out what you've inherited in the first 5 years of your life. First 5 years, that's all we get. And yes, you are going to act and react like your parents. We try desperately and we all say this, I will never be that parent. And then you wake up one day going, God damn it, I'm that parent. And you realize that they've given you everything they have and you will take it on and you will carry it through life. So yes, 1 to 5 is the window that we get to make those decisions for our children. And ultimately, they will challenge and they will change, but we also have to take a good look at how they are now used to. I like to think my children are way smarter than I was at that age because of what's available to them, the technology, the new methods of learning and what's there. But at the root, they're still governed by what Barrington had taught them in their old early years. They're just able to do it better. And that's how that works. So thank you very much for that, Zach. I hope I answered your question. Walter from Toronto. Yes, I am here. We are here in Canada. I'm just a little bit east of where you are, as you know. Yeah, we are in our second wave and we've talked about the COVID-19. We've talked about it. No, I don't believe anyone is surprised that we've gotten back to this point. And yes, I understand and I want to say I'm very sorry to say all the people in our GTA, that area that is in the lockdown. I feel so bad that we have to go through this and not everyone is following the rules. And not everybody's acting responsible, but unfortunately we are a part of this group and, you know, some are doing it and some aren't doing it. I feel really bad if you're the one who's lost your job or your business or connection with your friends. I find it's very hard. I hear that it's very hard to carry on this relationship, especially if you're not, you know, living together. So I get it. And thank you for that. I am going to stay safe, and I say the same for everybody around the world, because this is not a Toronto thing. This is a world thing. It's a nationwide thing, and everybody is experiencing all of this, and we talked about it briefly this morning with a friend of mine, but it is what it is, and we have to go through it. I heard this, and I can't support it being right or wrong, but I was told that it actually makes better sense for us to be outside, not in a group, not clustered, not locked up in your house, because you have a less chance of spreading it in the open air as you do in a closed-in room. I'm not suggesting you all go out there and hang out and be friends and get close. You still have to maintain your social distance because it's actually now part of what is going to become our laws. But get out, move around, be active, stay active. Don't allow yourself to fall into this lull that we talked about the other day. Thank you very much for that, Walter. So Oscar wants to know if there is a devil. I think we've all said that to someone else. I think you're the devil, blah, blah, blah. But you see, we've come from a place of purity and kind and oneness. No heartaches, no BS. And, you know, we're not killing no one, anybody. We're not ripping anyone off. We've come from a spiritual world to come into this world. And what exists here only exists here. We cannot bring it back. We can't take it back to the spiritual world where so assuming all the negativities and all the bad things and everything that we do is attached to your body and not the true you. When you lay the body down, all of that disappears and it goes back to wherever it's come from. A lot of it is made up, like the devil. We have a thought, we have the negativity, we have the positivity, we have ways of thinking bad, and obviously ways of thinking productive and good. But the devil only lives in your mind. There is not a physical or a place or a wind or breeze or bad water. It only lives in your mind. It is a figment of your imagination. And in order to get rid of him, it, her, you have to not entertain his ideas, which is your negative thoughts. The minute you stop doing that, Oscar, everyone else, he will disappear. He has no need for you. You will carry on without that baggage, that heavy load. I hope that satisfies you, the answer of it. And like I said, it only resides inside your mind. And you have the ability to turn it off like you do a faucet and not give him any play. Because the ideas or the negativity that you take from that, you take it and you carry it. And not only that, now you turn around and you share it with everybody around you. And they're not truth. They're just a negative thought. So turn it off. Shut it down. Block it. Get it out of your anything. There are no such things that exist here that is called coincidence. Everything that happens is happening for a reason. Everything. There are no coincidences. We've done a show on that one. It happens for a reason. For example, I don't think for a minute it's a coincidence that you are hearing me talk about all these things that we talk about on the radio. It's not a coincidence. You weren't just scanning through and hear it. We are guided and we're brought to the spot where we need to be. There isn't such thing as a coincidence. If it happens, it was supposed to happen. What confuses us all is that we can't explain why a child would come here and in a couple of months or a couple of years, very young anyway, they would leave, die. We're puzzled by that because we all assume that when we're born here, we have to live until our ripe old age before we leave. We assume that. It's not the case. We come for a very specific reason. We've come to do something. And if your time that to deliver that message, to bake that cake, to run that river, to do whatever it is, if your time was 6 months, 6 years, 60 years, that is your time. You've come and you've delivered your message and then you move on. And based on the message, the impact it has on society, like if you take a good look at like a Bob Marley character, John Lennon, Gandhi, Mandela, and I've talked about these people a lot, I've read about these people a lot, and I understand they come here and they do something and all of us react to it. They deliver a message. You've heard from the I think it's a Holy Bible that says Jesus has come to teach us how to live. Well, no. People come here, deliver their message, and go back. Right now, I want to talk about the new deliverers, the Indigo Children. The Indigo Children has been showing up here for many years, decades actually, and their purpose is to teach us how to live. It's to teach us, give us the guidance. We're at the fork in the road. They show up. We're in a place right now where the world is changing. The Indigo Children are here to teach us how to live. And I assume they're going to do it by actions as opposed to, you know, telling us. I assume they're going to do it by their action and how they live among themselves, how they take care of themselves, how they live their life, how they live with others, how they interact with each other, how tolerant are they with each other and others. They're here to show us how to live. The Indigo Child, children, look it up, check it out. There are the new methods in our world. And I've said this before, and I've said this on some of the other shows, that we're changing. And that's all we do. We just change, and you have to adapt to the changes. What was yesterday could never be what is going to be tomorrow, because we consistently change. You may never put your foot in the same river twice, because change occurs. You may never put your foot in that same river two times, because change has happened before the second time. Thank you very much for that. I went on for a little bit, Oscar, but you got me going on that. Eric, thank you very much for joining the show, and thank your friend for passing the information on to you. I hope you hang out with us for a little bit. As you hear, we speak spirituality. We talk about reality. We give you a way to look at life that may be new to you, introduce you to this new method, and all of it resides within you. You are the boss. You are the driver. Don't let the ego do the driving. You're going to crash, I guarantee you. So you be the boss. You take control. You take control of your mind. That's what we talk about. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you hang out with us for a little bit, because we have a lot to offer. Thanks to everybody. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. We do this every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's a book out there if you're a reader, Awaken Ascension Guide. Align to your true purpose. Find out who you are. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. And in the process of doing all of that, get rid of the negative baggage that you're carrying. Put it down. It's not serving you. Let it go. Step into the light. Wake up. As I often say, wake up. This book could be purchased from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. And thanks again for being a part of the Barrington Show. Today we're talking about not worshiping the devil. Our teachers has taught us to do that. The school system has taught us to do that. The religious leaders has taught us to do that. Our leaders has taught us to do that, because they interject fear in you. I have talked to these religious people, and they're deathly afraid of going to a place that doesn't exist. How does that make sense? You're deathly afraid of something that's not real. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Remember, we're telling our children there's no boogeyman hiding underneath the bed, but they're afraid of it. Now, if you ask them that question, they say they weren't. But we've made that up. Or they've made it up, or they've heard it from somewhere. But they're afraid of it. And most of us go through our lives being afraid of an entity that does not exist. Accidents happen because that's what they do. I think 500 years ago, there were very few car accidents. But now there's more, and they will happen. There's a lot more cars, so they will happen. Was it your destiny? Was it your time? Was you supposed to lay your body down and move on? We will never know. But we do know coincidence does not exist. One of the benefits is to be able to understand where you are, if you're not enjoying it, how to change it. And in doing so is to put the baggage that you're carrying, lay it down, and move free. And easy, that's going to be the way you need to travel the rest of your journey. The person or the things that we fear usually is very small things, small stuff. But you can't spend your life having that small thing being your boss, telling you where to go, what to do, where not to go, what not to do. Work on emptying that negativity from your life. Many ways to do that. many ways to do that. And you owe it to yourself to do that. I said earlier in this show about having a problem in your life when you were young, a situation that occurred in your life when you were young. Well, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and my friend had pointed out to me that the first few years of her life was very difficult, very hard. And today, she's living it 3 or 4 decades later, dealing with that negative thing that happened to her that she internalized as, you know, something to hide and something not to deal with, something not to bring out. And eventually within yourself, it becomes too heavy to carry. It impacts every aspect of your life, the physical aspect, mental, everything. So I want to say you need to address it. As painful as it may be, as bad as it could be, you need to address it. And by finding out how to deal with it, you may prevent what could happen if you don't deal with it. You have to address it. It is important that you get rid of that. Get that monkey off your back. It is what is necessary for you. And we've talked about many ways of doing that. We've talked about getting in tune with yourself. Look into yourself. Find out where your strength lies, because it's there. You're very strong. It is there, but it's painful. And the longer you hold on to it, the heavier it is to deal with. So on my advice, it's easier to do it today than tomorrow. Have we got any other emails?
We have a couple here. Agatha writes in and she says, earlier in your show, you talked about how our kids choose us. I don't quite understand what you mean by that. And that's from Agatha. Let's see here. Okay, Norman writes in and he says, I'm trying to figure out here what he says. no coincidences. Okay, if things happen for a reason, what's the reason? Okay, that's Norman. Steve writes in and says, hello from Chicago, Illinois. Thank you for the information on your book, but where can we purchase it? Thank you. That's from Steven, and back to you.
Okay, Stephen, real quick. It's on Amazon.ca as Amazon. You're in Chicago, Amazon.com. So that will work out nicely for if you want to grab that. Yes, Amazon.com. And I think the chapters carry a few of them. I haven't looked at it lately. I haven't gotten anything. So I'm going to check. And in the next, like I said, a few weeks, we're going to be working more on the business part of the show. So I'm going to look into everything. Thank you. So yeah, Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Norman. Okay, so you want me to give you the reason for something to happen if I'm not understanding, if I don't believe that there is a coincidence? Well, I can't give you the reason because that information is not available to me or to you or to anyone. The agreement that is made between whatever happens is made with the person or people involved. They may be able to tell you, oh, how this occurs. How many times have you gone out of your way, anybody, to do something difficult or go to a store that's far from your house or just end up on vacation somewhere and bang, you run into somebody and you go, wow, what a coincidence. Well, no, that was destined to happen. And it was supposed to happen. Oh yeah, it did happen. Yeah, things don't happen by coincidence. Everything is lined up and it's set and it will happen when it's supposed to happen. But Norm, I'm sorry, I can't tell you the reason. Accidents happen. You know, a friend of mine wrote a book a few years ago and it started when he's a doctor and he talks to people about psychology and all that stuff. And he wanted to write a book on that topic, on the subject. And he's been putting it off for years. Do it next year, do it next year, and so on. And I saw him one day and he had a bandage on his hand and he had cut his hand doing the dishes and he was taking some time off work. And in that process, he wrote his book. Was cutting his hand a coincidence or a message like, hey, take a break? I fell off my motorcycle this summer and I broke my toes. I didn't talk about it much. They're better now. And then I realized when I was at home relaxing, putting my foot up and taking life easier because I was always on the go, running, I realized that I had so many things to tie up, loose ends and things I wanted to accomplish. And I was able to do it in that window that I was at home waiting for my toe to heal. Was that a coincidence? Because had that not happened, some of these things, and of course, I would see how they would get worse down the road because I was neglecting them. And some way, somehow, I had time to address them. I don't think that was a coincidence. And everybody will have their own story the same way. Agatha, you wanted to ask about, you wanted to know more as to the children choose us. And we don't choose them. Yes, they choose the home or the place that they want to be brought up. Yes, the children in the parts of the world that seems to be starving and having difficulty through life, and there seem to be what we consider suffering, and I don't know if that's real or not. They chose that path, and we chose our path, and you chose yours. I have chosen mine. My children, I was able to hear them before they came to live with me. I was able to say to my partner, you're having a son. His name is XYZ. And one night she said, oh my God, I was just thinking of that name today. But the point is that they're coming here to learn something from us. When you see something that happens out there and it's unexplainable among two people or an accident and stuff like that, we don't understand the agreement you would have made before you showed up here. Nobody truly understands that. But you would have made an agreement with Tom Brown, John Paul, whoever, to go through life, and we're going to do this. The children choose to be with their parents. They choose to come here. Why would anybody choose to grow up in this poverty part of the world? And, well, what if they just wanted to experience it? And I believe most of us has experienced many different parts of life, many different roles, many different roles. You do so many turns on this recycle wheel that we're on, the rebirth aspect of it. We want to know, what's it going to be like to be a deep sea fisherman? What part of my development is missing that experience? We want to know what it's going to be like to climb that mountain. We choose the path that we're walking. We get distracted by things like the devil, the negative thoughts. We get taken away from all of that. But yes, I recognized two very clear names from my sons when they were coming to live with me. I mentioned the names and their mother didn't want one of them because it didn't sound good to her. However, I did mention it and I gave him that nickname. The other one, who carries his name, first name, around with him every day, told me his name before he showed up here. You're wondering how that's possible. Well, I'm connected to my spiritual guide. I'm connected and I hear, some people feel, some will see. However you get this information, it is still the same information. I laid in my bed one night, look at the roof, and I hear my son, who I knew was coming, told me his name. at the same time, I'm connected, and a lot of us are connected in a way that I was the one who told my partner that she was impregnated and she's having a boy. Because I heard it. Sure enough, three children later, it happened. Yeah, you're connected. Yes, the children choose us to be their guide. For whatever reason. I can't figure out why they would choose me, but hey, you know what? It could have been worse, I think. So I'm just saying all that, and a little bit of humor for you. I'm just saying all that because we have no control over them. They're coming to you for an experience. They're coming to you for something, and you will give it to them. You might not know what it is. When that same question was asked of me one time, why would a mother or parents lose a child that's going to impact their life? Because for the rest of their lives, they're going to be thinking about it. Well, it will change the way they look at life. It will change the way they do things in life. It'll change the way how they see others and treat others, or develop something with them, a strength that they may want. The children or everybody comes to deliver a message. And if I'm going to go through life being a SOB, I may, you know, terror all around the world or whatever, I may end up with a child that needs full home care and I have to stay home and give the care. I was talking to my friend and we mentioned it earlier about the earlier stages of her life. And she was able to tell me that this pattern has continued through her family history for quite a few generations. Sad. And I said, but what if you sacrificed yourself to break the chain so your next generation will not carry that heavy burden? Look at it as if that person may have given you a strength to break the chain for you to live and change the outcome of everything. You definitely had an interconnection with that person. Look at it as to what you have learned. I often said, and I don't know if I've ever said it on the radio, I have a family member. And in my example, and a lot of the members in my family up until recently would say, my God, what a brute. And I realize as I turned 40, how important that person was to my life. That person has taught every man in my family what not to do. Before that, we were saying, well, such a loser. How do you do that? Why would you do that? But then we got to the point to realize that he was our teacher. And he taught us what not to do. From that point, I was appreciating him every day for doing an immaculate job, because he did. I say all that to say this. Look at the ones who've taught you what not to do. They're teachers as well, you know. How many times did this one say, but they lead by example. Everybody leads by example. The same person I was talking about has told me that the person that was causing the abuse was also going through his own stuff. Does that make him sick? Or is that the part of the agreement that you have made? I was taught what not to do by the actions of someone else. And as a result of that, when we have the conversation within the family, we realize that he's a perfect teacher. He didn't have a hat and a blackboard, a graduated cylinder of any, or a pointer or chalk. But boy, did his action do some teaching. Taught us all what not to do. Have we got any?
We have a couple of emails here. Pamela wrote in. She says, hello today from Erie, Pennsylvania. I am enjoying the show. Thank you for all the advice and insight. That's from Pamela. And Rachel just writes in and says, I love the example of what not to do by a family member or friend. Most people don't think of it that way, but you're right. They are teaching you what not to do in this life to be a successful and a good person. And that's from Rachel. And back to you.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Rachel. And absolutely, most people don't look at it that way because the examples are usually not the best one. You know, they're not giving you or that shiny thing to hold on to and say, thank you very much. They're usually causing you some heartache or some stress or some, you know, unnecessary pain. But that's their method of teaching. It's their method of teaching. And we try to avoid that and we try to walk away from it. But what if you were to turn your attention to it and pay your focus to it and pay close attention? You will see that it is a lesson that's being taught, regardless of how it's being taught. Remember, we move towards the actions of others more so than the words. The words are usually made up, and a lot of it is coming from con men, and they tell you stuff. They'll tell you things to believe, and they'll act a certain way. And every single one of us will know somebody in our lives that act one way and say different things, or say things and act a different way. And we're familiar with that. But step back. Step back and look at the person who's giving you the advice and see if the words measure up to their actions. You know, I can't tell you not to rob a bank when I'm running out with a mask on my face and bags of money. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. So wake up and step back a little bit and pay attention to the action of the person who's giving you the advice of in a positive way. Would you say that teacher is worthy of the words he's using? Or is he just a PIG that we think he is? Pay attention to the one who's giving you the advice and learn, pay attention and learn more from their action, not their words. And then you can always say, leave it alone. Because the actions can't lie, right? The words can. Pam, thank you very much. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you stick around for a little bit and be a part of it. We're always on the radio here on Sundays afternoon, 3 p.m. Reality Radio 101, where you are right now. You'll catch us. Thanks to everybody around the world. I know right now some of you are out there relaxing in the sunshine, and we're up here wanting or needs to go shovel our driveway and get rid of the snow. But it is what it is. Again, it's the yin and the yang. We can't have it beautiful all the time. And if we didn't have the bad, we wouldn't appreciate the good. If we didn't have the up, we wouldn't know where down is. So now that you know what the negativity is, you can walk away from it and not allow it to be a part of your life. You can walk away from it. Please, control your own mind. Control your own thoughts. Put them towards a positive thing. Before you take the next act or carry out the next act, just ask yourself that question. Is it positive or is it negative? In the moment, depends on how desperate you may be, you may see it as negative. But if you're doing something wrong, you can't consume, you can't imagine that's positive, because you acknowledge the fact that it's wrong. And if you know it's wrong, you need to stop doing it. Follow your own ideas. You can figure out how to get through life. I understand every single one of us, we went to school, we were taught a certain way. We went to religious institutions, we were taught certain things. We are part of a society of somewhat, and we were taught other things, and we're told to follow these rules. And in doing that, I'm not suggesting you go out there and start breaking all the rules of your country or the laws. I'm simply saying when they inject us with fear, we carry that through life. And that fear is swimming around with the anchor on, fully on. So we need to change that and do a positive look on life. Do a positive take on life. Choose the love over the hate. Choose the good over the bad. do a positive look on life. It will help you. I guarantee you that. And again, if you've got something in the past that you've done and you're carrying it around, you need to put it down. It's in the past. It's done. Do what you have to do to rid yourself of that limp, that negativity, because it's going to carry you. It's going to steer you. It's going to guide you to someplace where you won't enjoy being. Let it go. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. You're not going to do very well of trying to embrace what's coming towards you while you're so busy holding on to what's behind you. You can't catch anything with your hands behind you. Work on a positive sense. Take good care of yourself. I've always said, eat properly, eat good food, be kind to people, kindness. And if you go on my website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, please go there and look at the mission statement. It's been there for a long time. I don't know if you've read it. I read it on the air, the first couple of shows we've done. The mission statement is giving you a guidance of a good way to live in life, how to treat others and to have others treat you. I don't have it up here because I would go through some of it with you, but it's on the website. If you check it out, it will give you an excellent way to go through life. You don't need to be mad. And if you're angry, check your upbringing. If you're confused and you can't figure things out and you're feeling pain, especially if you're sick quite often and you have to go to the doctor a lot and you're carrying something. So the process of getting rid of it is to create forgiveness within yourself. The forgiveness is the letting go. And that's hard to do. It's not impossible, just difficult. But that's okay. You're human and you've got the strength within you to do it all. If you're suffering from illnesses, depressions, and all these things, check the upbringing. Was there some sort of abuse? And did you deal with it? Because if you didn't deal with it, address it. It is still haunting you today in a physical manner. Empty out that cup. Refill it. Empty out the cup. Refill it. And live a very happy, productive life. Don't carry unnecessary luggage and tell the devil where to go. You can't say go to hell because it's not real. He'll laugh at you, but you could let him go. Okay? And it doesn't impact your life unless you want it to. And for the life of me, I can't imagine why anybody would want to do that. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're cutting off to the end. We're getting down there. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our show. Thank you very much. We appreciate this. Hang out. Stick to us. In the meantime, take good care of yourself. If you are being impacted by the COVID, please just realize that it's just a phase we're going through, because we all understand, and everybody who's alive and is able to hear this, this too shall pass. It's not going to be the rest of our lives. We're going through a rough patch. We're going through a drought. We're going through, you know, lack of rain for a little while, but inevitably things work out and it gets back on track. Thank you very much for joining us. I will speak with you again next Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. Have a safe, happy week, and just love each other. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.